This report is brought to you by WaterSmacker, the countertop home water ionizer that is the best way to de-acidify your body. I've been using this for nearly 4 months now. I have a very acidic diet because I don't like vegetables. Cancer loves acidic bodies. The WaterSmacker not only lowers the pH of the bottled water I buy from Costco, but ionizes the water with an electrical charge so that when you drink it, you get a little spark just to let you know it's working. The first result was I wasn't falling asleep in the middle of the day. The second result was my stomach didn't feel constantly acidic. There's a ton of info on the website, but I'm telling you, I'll never drink non-ionized water again, at least when I'm at home. Go to www.watersmacker.com.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on the coup. Yesterday's humiliating revelations concerning Russian lawyer spy Natalia Veselnitskaya's connections to the Obama administration have silenced the Democrats for the time being. But rest assured, they will be back with something, anything. What's troubling is how much traction such a desperate, ridiculous gambit got from the MSM. Will they ever learn? Or are all Democrats willing to go down with this pirate ship? Because there is a growing credibility effect that will be long-lasting well past President Trump's 8 years in Washington. Look, we still talk about the stain that Bill Clinton left on the presidency. It's not forgotten. History is yet to pronounce judgment on the Obama effect, but it doubtless will be severe as revelations start to dribble out from insiders tempted by huge book contracts. This deep state nonsense will bookmark this turbulent time just as surely as unspanked children end up running afoul of the law as adults. Lou Dobbs opined wonderfully last night on Hannity.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people. This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump, aided by the left-wing media. There's no suggestion there's collusion between Trump and the Russians when we have absolute evidence of collusion between the Clinton Foundation, Secretary of State, Clinton and the Russians. I mean, this,
with
my
real
God,
money.
What does it take?
I don't know what it takes, but we've had 125 deep state leaks in 126 right. days. Every one of them, I would say, needs to be investigated for being a felony. You see, I think the only way this works is the deep state gets purged. Mm-hmm. Number one, Obama holdovers get purged. That still has not happened. The next thing is the laws of the country that apply to every American watching us now, Lou, need to apply to Hillary, need to apply to Comey, need to apply to Attorney General Lynch and anyone else who leaked information within the deep state. If we don't hold them accountable, then it never stops.
You're exactly right. And by the way, the evidence is recent history. Over the course of the last month, we have watched that those leaks accelerate in point of fact from the West Wing, the White House itself, instead of abate. And we have a Justice Department. Where is Attorney General Jeff Sessions? This is the time for the Attorney General to stand up and say, this is not going to be tolerated, and this is what is going to occur. We're opening investigations into the Clinton Foundation, to Uranium One, and 20% of uranium production that was transferred ultimately to the Russians.
Where is it? But the question is, I don't know any other antidote than to purge the deep state, to apply the law equally. Right. And if you don't, then you're giving license for all of this to continue.
You know, I do think we should, as you say, apply the law equally, but just to apply the law randomly to Democrats would be such a massive improvement, an order of magnitude better than what we have now. We have President Trump being investigated by a special counsel, and there isn't even a crime called collusion. Bob Mueller doesn't have any basis in legal
We're going to have investigative creep. He's going to use Hillary's attorney to go further and further and set perjury traps.
Do you know what, Sean? It's interesting to hear the left-wing national media's narrative changing. This is going to be, quote-unquote, the new normal for 2 or 3 years as the Trump administration is investigated. They're actually saying that.
The bottom line is that Attorney General Sessions has to step in and open, yes, highly controversial, but absolutely necessary prosecutions of major figures in the previous administration, starting with the former Secretary of State and former Director of the FBI. Sessions fears the inevitable unrest, but to anyone who is watching, unrest is exactly what the left will strive for, with or without. If there's going to be unrest anyway, why not disinfect the cancer that is literally hell-bent to create and maintain it? This is nothing less than an existential test for whether a nation can be ruled by laws. If Mr. Sessions continues to display timidity towards this cabal of the left, there will be no healing. There will be nothing but continued and growing chaos and a guaranteed spiraling death march away from civilized society. In simple terms, every parent can understand they need a spanking. Coaching them or putting them in timeout simply won't do. If we do not uphold the rule of law, then our children will be ruled by the law of the jungle once again. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.